Chapter 3. The Corpus Hermeticum. After having studied the fundamental formulae of wisdom of the Tabula Smaragdina, we now turn our attention to the Corpus Hermeticum to compare this key of the ancients with that of the young gnosis of the present day. When we examine to what extent the doctrine, the life, and the directives of the ancients are in agreement with those of the younger ones, we will know whether the young gnosis derives its right to take the initiative in the great world, work from intrinsic values, or from mere delusions. The Corpus Hermeticum, the work into which we will go deeply in this edition, consists of 18 chapters indicated as books. The first book bears the name Pymander. It deals with a dialogue between Hermes and a mysterious being, which calls itself Pymander. Hermes is the nature-born man who has embarked upon the path of liberation, who has gone through the cave of birth of Bethlehem, and in this way received the new soul state. He is the one who is now weaving the golden wedding garment as the basis for the newborn soul state, while the new state of consciousness, the mercury of hermetic consciousness, also begins to manifest itself. As soon as this consciousness begins to assert itself, Pymander comes to the fore. Pymander is that with which the hermetic man comes into contact by virtue of the new manifestation of his being. Pymander is the omnipresent wisdom of God. Yes, Pymander is God. He is the word that is from the beginning. Yet he is this word not in its general sense, as is the case, for instance, in the prologue of the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word," or as in many other places in the Bible, where the name of God is used in a general sense. No, Pymander is the wisdom, the Word, the God that directs itself very definitely, very personally, to Hermes. When you read in the Bible that God directed himself to a hierophant or any other worker, then often the divine language is not meant in a general sense, but in fact that the Logos approached this worker, this servant, this hermetic man, in the sense of Pymander. The omnipresent wisdom is a radiation, a vibration, a universal light force, a great and special electromagnetic force. It is the highest radiation of the all-revelation, the radiation of the spirit itself. When a man possesses the rising hermetic consciousness, the radiation of the spirit is immediately recognized and experienced by this consciousness. A focus arises, a fierce, powerfully luminous meeting point between this universal field of the spirit and the hermetic man. In this focus, the spirit and the consciousness see each other face to face. The spirit of this focus is Pymander, the consciousness is Hermes. The walking with God, the dialogue between God and man, arises through the activity of the focus. As soon as on the path you develop and experience something of the new consciousness, you simultaneously enter into personal contact with the deity. The daily walking with God begins to develop. We hope you will understand that this has nothing to do with the spiritualistic practices of the disembodied entities of the reflection sphere who try to imitate in a loathsome way the contact between spirit and man. See clearly that everything which directs itself to the nature-born consciousness, to the eye consciousness, is without any exception imitation, delusion, deception. A luminous structure of force lines arises when the hermetic consciousness directs itself to the spirit. In this way, the spirit fire is ignited in the meeting point, and the hermetic man will meet Pymander. A power, a vibration, flows into the hermetic man out of this structure of force lines. This vibration has a sound and a color completely in accordance with the motive of the hermetic man. On this basis, he lifts himself up into the field of the spirit. So this meeting has a very special character, and only in this way God speaks to man. It is the finding and hearing of the ineffable name of which you will already have heard or read You will have heard how, throughout the centuries, countless persons have sought after or tried to listen to the ineffable name. The wisdom of all times explains quite correctly that the finding and hearing of the ineffable name is the summit of a Gnostic magical development. As we have said, countless people seek this Horeb, this mount of attainment in a negative way, out of their natural eye, but it is evident that these attempts are doomed to fail and always will fail as long as the eye is the basis of the effort. Yet the key to this magical climax is to be found in the heart of every man. When a man opens his heart to the Gnosis, he begins to walk the path which will lead to the meeting with God, to the daily association with the deity. How terribly poor, how completely ignorant present-day theology proves to be that wishes to understand God's word as a book and which diligently digs in the earth to find God's word, which imagines that if only one reads a chapter a day and speaks of it, one will hear God's voice. Not one priestly man or priestly expedient will be able to help you walk with God. In order to celebrate the meeting with God, you need to go the way to your Pymander yourself. Seen in this light, you will no doubt realize the danger of faulty meditation. The hermetic man can consciously raise himself by meditation into the field of the spirit. The hermetic man who has the command over the new consciousness can raise himself on its wings unto the field of the spirit and meet the flame of the spirit. But as soon as the non-hermetic man, for whatever reason and however well intended, seeks God meditatively in order to be united with him, negative activities and results will always arise, which for the most part cause a link with dialectical forces and the reflection sphere. It is the aim of those who continually invite and encourage you to become meditatively active by means of all sorts of invocations to create such links. It is a part of the great play, and therefore we are avowed adversaries of a pronounced meditative life. If you wish to be safe, do not seek God through meditation, but by your life's course. Do not make idle stories, but act with deeds. Let your new attitude of life speak for you by means of action, by means of a demonstrated reality of life, and go the path. Whenever we gather in our temples, the invocations, rituals, and prayers are not a means of creating a mystic, meditative atmosphere, but always an attempt to attune to the attainable and admissible key of vibration of the living body of the young Gnosis, which is going the path. By this, we want to make clear that every invocation must correspond. C. J. van Rijkenborg Unmasking, Rosicruz Pers Haarlem, The Netherlands. With the state of being, the quality of the person who invokes and is conscious of going the path. If you are presently unable to determine the quality of your state of being, then a safe basis is to be found in the Lord's Prayer. There it is stated, "Give us this day our daily bread, and in this every pupil will always find safety." If the prayer is spoken by a longing soul, he will certainly receive the daily spiritual bread that is his due. The personal meeting of the hermetic man with the field of the spirit, also indicated as hearing the soft voice, is frequently discussed in the Bible. It is said of Elijah when he found himself before the cave of Mount Horeb, "See, the voice came to him." And when Apollonius of Tyana wished to hear the soft voice, he wrapped himself, just as Elijah, in his mantle. This is an indication for the raising up of oneself to God in the vested values of the golden wedding garment. We think the way is now sufficiently paved to confront you with the first book of the Corpus Hermeticum, the book Pymander. We have intentionally introduced this subject in detail to impress on you the fact that you stand on holy ground when you approach the Corpus Hermeticum,